You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Layoffs in the newsroom at the Sacramento Bee over the past few years have people wondering whether the daily paper might disappear at some point or become a digital-only subscription. Some of the longtime journalists who lost their jobs or retired, particularly this spring, have shared those concerns with us. We've linked those conversations to our webpage. In January, the paper's parent company, McClatchy, appointed a regional editor to oversee the newsrooms at papers in Idaho, Washington, and California, including the Sacramento Bee. And that editor is Lauren Gustus. She's joining me in the studio to talk about the changes happening in this newsroom and some of the others. Hi, Lauren. Glad to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Beth.
The Yosemite Ferguson fire story is a great example for us to begin with. Compare how the Bee mobilized teams to cover other big fires and what's happening with the coverage of this fire this week.
Yeah. Prior to our current structure, we would have sent reporters from Sacramento, Modesto, Fresno, and Merced to cover the Ferguson fire. And in all likelihood, they would have written the same exact story. We weren't communicating. We weren't taking the opportunity to say, here are all of the many things that we could do to serve our readers and to serve our communities effectively. Let's spread those resources out in a way that makes sense. And instead, we would have gone and done the same thing for the printed paper the next day. And now, today, what we have is an organization that communicates every single day up and down the state. So at 8:30 a.m., editors from all of our California newsrooms hop on a call to talk about what the most important stories of the day are and then to allocate resources effectively. So we've got reporters from Fresno, we've got photographers from Merced, and we've got videographers from Sacramento, graphic artists from Sacramento supporting our coverage of the Ferguson fire. And we're able to offer a far more dynamic experience for readers across platforms than we would have previously.
That sounds more streamlined and efficient and most likely a better use of resources. And yet the concern with some of the staff that were laid off this spring in particular was about the depth and the experience of the reporting staff, the loss of veteran journalists, the loss of people who had cultivated years of relationships, not only with the people they interview, but with the very loyal readers. I know journalism is a passion and a focus for you. So how do you speak to that worry?
Yeah, that's a significant concern, and it's a good question. So if we are to take the Ferguson fire specifically, we would continue the thread that we started with here. No one in our newsrooms knows Yosemite better than the reporters who have worked that story in Fresno. Fresno has determined that Yosemite is of critical importance to it. And so regardless of whether a reporter has been at the Bee for 2 years, the Fresno Bee, or 20, they understand that subject matter in an intimate capacity that enables them to deliver a sophisticated report. It does take time to develop that sophistication. We do miss the reporters that we lost. Since I have started my career as a journalist, which is over 15 years ago, we have seen nothing but shrinking newsrooms. I'm motivated to find a way forward. We are motivated at the Sacramento Bee and across our region to find a way forward so we no longer have to say goodbye to those folks who we did miss and do miss, earlier this year.
Speaking specifically to your own career path, there was a time when you were a sports editor in Reno, in fact, and one of the layoffs this year in Sacramento involved the only sports columnist in this area. An area where we have an NBA team, a AAA baseball team, a pitch for an MLS team, and a very vibrant local and regional sports arena. So let's get away from Ferguson and talk specifically to that decision.
Yeah. Any decision that we would have made was going to be difficult. Any decision to say goodbye to any reporter is a difficult decision. What we try to look at is where are those places that we can make the biggest difference in our community? Where can we hold leaders accountable? Where can we do public service journalism that's going to improve the lives of people who live in our communities? And how can we allocate as many resources as possible to those stories and to those threads?
2 points to what you just said. I wasn't directing that question so specifically about the person, but that role of a sports columnist, for example. And we are talking journalistically, but the former employees who have talked with us here have spoken about the revenue decisions that are being made and the fact that revenue for McClatchy is down 60% plus, and that we are in a time of changing technology, and then there was the Knight Ridder purchase about a decade ago. And so that the decisions aren't necessarily how do we cover the community best. It's really about how do we save the company financially.
Yeah, I feel that. And we can control what we can control, right? We know that every day when we walk in the door, we have an opportunity to make a difference. Every day when we walk in the door, we can tell a story that's going to change a life, or that's going to engage more people, or that's going to make the Sacramento Bee the most relevant legacy news source in our community. Okay, so if we start there, we say, okay, what can we do today that's going to make a difference? What can we do today that people would be engaged in? If we can deliver on that promise, if you look at today's coverage, I think we delivered. I mean, shoot, the stories that I read this morning in the SACB, from the DMV employee who slept 3 hours on the job for 3 years to how Sacramento City Council is looking at changing who can speak and who cannot speak during its public comment period. Those are relevant stories that impact how we live our best lives in Sacramento, right? So if we can start there, and then we can develop a good habit with our readers, right, and they can come back to us. And then if we can ask them to support us, to support local journalism via a digital-only subscription, via a subscription to the Sacramento Bee, we can find a sustainable way forward. And that's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on how do we find a sustainable future for local journalism.
But it's undeniable that while there might be 12 or 16 pages of stories like you just described, there used to be 28 or 30 or 32 pages, and the scope of the ability to attend more public meetings, perhaps, and hold officials accountable, or get more in depth in some of those longer term projects where a story is fleshed out and followed over time. Those are the things that are changing. And were you just suggesting that you're trying to regrow the audience and move back up to some of what I just described seems to be disappearing?
We reach more people now than we ever have. We reach millions of people online every month and hundreds of thousands in the printed product. In total, more people than we ever have. We have a good foundation on which to build. And we can no longer be all things to everyone. We've got to make difficult decisions. What are those stories? Where are the places that we need to dig in or recommit to that are so critically important to our futures, our communities, to journalism? We have conversations about that every day in the newsroom. You look at the Stephon Clark shooting and where the Sacramento Bee was in that shooting. We had sports reporters on that story. We had education reporters on that story. That was the most important story in our community in the month in which occurred, and probably all of this year, right? So we stayed with that story after going into South Sacramento to talk about how police are policing in the neighborhood, how things are changing with respect to engagement between police and residents. We'll go back into that community multiple times throughout the summer, and we'll position ourselves to be prepared to visit in a meaningful way with the story ahead of the 6-month anniversary of the shooting, so we can talk about how we're doing and what needs to change.
You know, Ed Fletcher, who had been on that story, a longtime veteran of the Sacramento Bee newsroom and the union rep, one of the union reps at the paper, was with us after he was laid off, talking exactly about that story, Lauren, and saying he had been cultivating relationships and storylines, marching with some of the protesters. And when he lost his job, that work that he was doing suddenly ended. And some of the question here is that a reporter like Ed Fletcher might be replaced by a young technologist, if that's the correct term, somebody that's more digitally savvy, somebody at a different pay scale, and in his case, not involved with the union, because I believe the union contract was not renewed in after the transition. How does that still equate to the quality and the integrity of journalism that McClatchy, and in particular the Sacramento Bee, were always expected to deliver?
You've spoken with Ed. We've spoken with Ed. Reporters in our newsroom have stayed in touch with Ed. They're friends with Ed. And Ed would want us to do right by this story. Ed would want you to do right by that story, right? And Ed remains supportive of local journalism. You see that on a daily basis if you follow him on social media. He wants us to succeed. He wants you to succeed. He wants all of journalism to be better and stronger. And we've got to focus on the talented group of reporters and editors and photographers that we have in our newsroom. The first thing that we attack with respect to how we do the work we do is, what is the story? How do we tell a quality story that's going to be relevant for our audience?
And that's
a key question
is it a different story if Ed tells it versus a young new reporter to the area who may have different tools, but aren't they different stories?
It all starts with the story, and that is a process that involves multiple people, editors, photographers, reporters. And if we don't get the story right, nothing else matters, right? So if we don't get the story right, it doesn't matter if we can social it effectively or if it has a wonderful video or a pithy headline. We have got to get the quality of the work right first. If we don't, then the rest of the process is irrelevant.
So less emphasis on who the journalist is, more emphasis on, did that reporter get the story? Am I understanding that right?
As we conceptualize a story, it's really important that we put it through the paces before we go out and report on it.
And can I fact check that point about the union? I believe that the union reps were included in the layoffs, so the union contract has not been renewed at the Bee. Is that correct?
The union contract has not been renewed at the Bee. There's also been some, and I'm not an expert here, so forgive me, turnover within the union in San Francisco. So we are waiting on them to contact us so that we can reinitiate that relationship.
What is the size of the editorial staff at the Bee right now? And how is morale? What's happening in the newsroom because of all the transition?
Sure. We have anywhere from 60 to 65 folks in the newsroom, and it depends on, you know, the day or the week, so to speak, as an organization of our size flexes in and out. And we've spent a good bit of time talking about how we feel about where we have been and where we're going. And I think that's the only way that we will be successful. If we bury our heads and don't talk about where we have been, we will hold on to that and it won't be constructive. So we've been doing some work in that space and we'll continue to do work in that space. If you were to ask me what the culture of the newsroom was, certainly you would understand that it's coming from a different place than a reporter. And I am hopeful. And I hope that you would hear from others that they are hopeful as well. We have a plan to build a sustainable future. If we can execute on that plan, then we will walk away from these difficult conversations that we have continued to have, that other news organizations across the country have continued to have for too long.
You're listening to Lauren Gustus. She is the regional editor for McClatchy, overseeing newsrooms at papers in Washington, Idaho, and California, including the Sacramento Bee. We are talking about a transition that the company is making to a more digital subscription model. Before we get to that, what do you see as the future of the paper? You must know how often the question is asked in Sacramento right now. What's going to happen to the Bee? Is the paper going to go away?
let me dispel any rumors that may be out there with respect to the future of the printed product, in that we have no plans to make material changes to the days in which the paper is delivered or the frequency of the B as a 7-day printed product. There are hundreds of thousands of people who read the printed product every day. And again, it goes back to the quality of the story, right? The thing that we're focused on in our newsroom, most importantly, is what is today's story and how are we going to write that in a way that's going to engage with people most effectively across platforms? And then once we make that happen, how do we package it across platforms? So the quality of the story is consistent, right? Whether or not you're reading it on through Facebook or in the printed product, or you found it on Reddit, or you found the video on YouTube, it's all there. We've got to lock in on the quality of the story at the start.
I do want to talk about this goal for a number of digital subscriptions. Yeah. And people are talking about the cost right now, that it can be over $600 a year for the, if you're still getting the paper and the online subscription and additional publications. So it's become very expensive. What is that goal for online subscriptions and how close are you to it?
The goal is 60,000 digital-only subscribers to the Sacramento Bee. I've done the math. If we can get to 60,000 digital-only subscribers, we will fully fund newsroom costs, so salary, benefits, travel, you name it, with that 60,000 digital-only subscribers number at a digital-only subscription of about $160 a year. Right now, we have 15,000 digital-only subscriptions, so big gap, right? And we have a plan that includes, you know, benchmarks to check in against at certain intervals. And I believe it's achievable. It's not achievable this year. It's not achievable next year. But I am confident that we can get there. I'm confident that by this time next year, we can double where we're at now. And then it'll obviously take us a little bit longer to get to that 60,000.
You can appreciate that this is a busy news day and that I had hoped that maybe we'd have a much longer conversation. So what I'd like to do is invite this to be a continuing dialogue, Lauren, because I think it's important to the whole region as well as the state overall in terms of McClatchy newspapers and the print industry to know what's happening to the paper of record and the place where McClatchy's publishing began. So could I get a yes to another conversation soon about this?
I'd love to talk more.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. That is Lauren Gustis. She is the regional editor for McClatchy, overseeing the newsroom at the Sacramento Bee. We're going to post links to our previous conversations on this topic. And as you heard us say, it's an ongoing dialogue. You can find that at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Capital Public Radio.